Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here it go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up? It's time to hump.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely hump day, and we'll tell you why Kim Kardashian and Kanye West may have been taking that a little bit literally. Ooh. Plus, there's a gorgeous A-lister shaved off all her hair and is going all G.I. Jane on us.
All right, then. Ooh. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay, we'll see what it is in a minute. But for now, we're going to do what should be recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's longest daily shout-out from ATL all the way to Los Angeles. What up to Heidi, Frank, and Sammy? How y'all doing? What's going on, folks? Now, Frank, I heard you got a story about the Church of Bieber. What is that, and do they have wine?
Well, Headcrack, I'm sorry to say it's all a rumor. Justin Bieber did not quit his concert tour to start a church. Oh. Now, he's even saying this himself. Because the paparazzi will not let this guy go. They're just badgering him about, why'd you quit, why'd you quit? And this is what he had to say.
Hey, brother, you canceled the concert due to religious reasons? No. No. Any reason though? You can talk about it?
You already know the reason.
No, you just you're doing fast. You're fast when I hear it though, bro. That's all. Thanks, Justin.
Now, despite what Justin Bieber said, that it wasn't about religious reasons, a source at Hillsong Church, where Justin attends, says that he has rededicated himself to Jesus Christ.
He is now a believer.
So he can't be a believer.
Okay, so now we're believing, I guess,
get it
the
right.
Sources over the actual person. Is that what we have come to now?
In Justin Bieber's church, when you confess your sins, you have to say, is it too late now to say sorry?
Oh, right.
And says, no, my child, it's never too late to say sorry.
Well, Justin Bieber starting a church might sound a little scary, but Jessica Biel intimidated by her own son, Silas. I think that sounds a little bizarre. And apparently, Jessica Biel was on a Fallon last night, and I guess recently the Timberlakes went on vacation with the Fallons, and even Jimmy Fallon said that he was intimidated by Silas, who was 2 years old, because he's like such a sharp dresser. And Jessica Biel had this to say. Take a look.
I feel a little intimidated by him, too. I mean, it's kind of like a mini Justin, you know? It's his style.
A daddy swagger, you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
things match, and he looks cool, and he's on the list, and he's just a cool.
He's on the list.
Yeah, he's totally on the list, man.
I'm definitely not on the list, but he for sure is on the list.
My kids are like,
so is he wearing fedoras and little suits? I mean, is it,
well, that's what
a 2-year-old's
wears.
A good dresser?
Yeah, how did a 2-year-old
does he have a little, like, present on the front of his pants?
Little box.
Actually, it's a giant box. That's why Jimmy Fallon's intimidating. Yeah, right. His 2-year-old has a full-size box. Looks like he's carrying a refrigerator.
All right, guys. Well, I'm super excited about this news, everybody.
Really?
Yes. So, Us Weekly has a cover story that says Kim and Kanye are expecting baby number 3.
Good grief. These people are like gremlins. Like, they multiply when their ovaries get wet.
Hey, that's what's happening. Well, this one is going to be with a surrogate. And the baby will be here in January.
Wow. I read that article, honey, and I have some questions.
What?
I have some questions. Now, inside there's just one tiny little paragraph that says, honey, Miss Portia, that Kim and Kanye started looking for a surrogate in June.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now they said, they are very excited because they found a surrogate through an agency. Now they said she's 20 years old and she's 3 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So how the hell is she going to be 3 months pregnant if they just start looking in June?
It's only July.
It would exactly. Make
a they're the Kardashians. Sense. They don't do anything normal.
I guess not. Are Kim and Kanye going to choose the sex as well? Because you know you could choose the sex of your baby now.
Most likely they had that opportunity.
What would they do? You think they'd probably choose what?
Well, they have a boy and a girl now. So I would think they would probably go for another boy. Knowing Kanye, probably another boy.
Do you think they're going to go for twins because of Jay-Z and Beyonce had twins?
They're going to go. You know what, Frank? Yeah. They're going for triplets. They're gonna try to outdo Beyonce and Jay-Z.
They're going for quintuplets.
Class Kardashian one-upmanship.
Yep.
What's this? Three children and a puppy.
Well, we're gonna say goodbye right now, but we are gonna be back with some Kristen Stewart girl-on-girl controversy.
Ooh, you got my attention.
Awesome. Got mine too. Hey, head crack.
Got mine too.
Bye for now, Atlanta.
Take it easy.
Bye, you guys. Bye.
All right, y'all. Up next, the latest trend in Hollywood apparently is for women to shave their heads for roles. Now, Kristen Stewart did it, Cara Delevingne did it, and now Kate Hudson has joined the club.
That's interesting, because she was so well-known for her hair.
Yeah.
And a woman's hair is her glory, I thought, but now more women are...
It's our crown, but we can drop that crown for a
and
check.
And you feel liberated, too, once you cut it off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because y'all have no hair under y'all braids and stuff, huh?
That's a damn lie.
Oh, you got
it. This all my hair, bitch.
Oh.
Well, I'm bald-headed. Well, I'm bald-headed.
Now, y'all, she was spotted, honey, on the set of her new movie, Sister, with the new... No look, honey. What do you think about it, Bradshaw?
Kate looks bomb with this short hair.
I'm telling you.
But the sad thing about it, I mean, it's sad in this movie, Sister, when you think of sister, you think of black women, but y'all can't cut your hair like that because it's hard to grow back. But
her, that's not true, honey. My hair grows right back. That's why I always cut it.
Really? I'm so tired of you stereotyping us, making us look bad.
No, Brad.
First you said our hair don't grow back. Then you said we ain't had no hair under our wigs.
Yeah.
I don't have on a wig. And Portia's, it was her choice to get her hair
cut
short.
Exactly. And why don't you stop dyeing your hair and just let the white hair grow?
What's the stuff, Jermaine Jackson?
It is definitely dyed. Boom, boom. Yes, it is. Boom.
I have never.
Boom.
Never dyed my hair.
You are not.
Never.
Oh, Gary.
On the left side, it's starting to get gray.
What color you?
Oh, my gosh. He just hasn't dyed it lately.
Never.
Lately.
What's the shoe polish stuff called?
Yeah, what's the shoe polish?
No. Beijing, bitch.
Beijing. Yes, Beijing.
Folks in here. Okay, y'all, up next, Robert Pattinson has been with FKA Twigs for like 3 years now and have reportedly been engaged since 2015. He just went on Howard Stern, who, of course, tried to get him to confirm.
And your fiancé, you're engaged, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Wait till she hears this.
What?
Oh, you're one of those secretive guys with the relationship, right? Yeah, protective.
Oh, he just did a lot of laughing, huh?
Right.
He figured he gonna laugh it off.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't want to talk about it. Like, you know, he's protecting the chick he loves.
And then he went on to say that he really doesn't like talking about his relationship because the Twilight fans can be, quote, crap group of crazies that think every decision he makes is creating some kind of conspiracy.
I get he wants to live his life, but did he have to call them crap crazy?
It is what it is.
Yeah, he just telling the truth and shame of the devil. They are crazy.
I mean, you love your Real Housewives of Atlanta fans, but
they crazy.
They're crazier than all of us combined, honey. They're passionate. I'll say. They're very passionate.
Passionate is, and they'll snatch a braid out if they can.
Right, so dating could be rough out there, and it's like tons of apps to really help you connect the dots, but it's still rough out there. So
there was a guy named
Josh who tweeted some screen grabs of the work he's been putting in with a girl on Tinder. Here's what he wrote, y'all. He's like, ha, 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 one day I'm gonna meet this girl, and it's gonna be epic. Look at the dates of our Tinder text. So the conversation started in 2014, and it's been going on for 3 years.
Wow.
And he still haven't met. Well, the tweet went viral, and Good Morning America arranged it so they could finally meet face-to-face. Here's how it played out.
We're going to give you guys a countdown. You're going to meet on the heart. Are you ready? Are you ready for the moment?
Is the audience, are you guys ready?
Are you guys ready?
Oh, I think they were cute.
Yeah.
They make a cute couple, too.
They almost have the same features, dark hair and eyebrows. They almost look like they could be kin.
Yeah, they're going to have sex tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The DNA test going down.
So, do any of y'all use dating apps?
So, not, no.
Everybody tell me to use them. I refuse because you have to put your picture on it. I'm not putting my picture
Carrie.
On it.
Why?
Because the queens will be saying, girl, look alone. I don't understand.
You can't live your life worried about everybody else.
It's just like if you shop in Walmart. If you see me, I see you.
Okay, bitch.
Right. Okay. Right. We in a thrift store. I see you. You see me. We in here together.
Right.
All right, coming up, Rick Ross talks about why he'll never sign a female rapper. Oh, Brad, you're going to love this story. Stay tuned.
He's so shady. Why every little thing you do?
Because he's a piece of shade.
Ain't he? He's just a ball of shade. Just get your umbrellas and this come around.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, there are two things we know Rick Ross cannot resist.
What?
Lemon pepper wings and women.
Oh, that's amazing. So true, girl.
Y'all know that's right now.
With the ranch.
Gotta dip them twice,
on both things.
The girls. Yes.
And Ricky says that's precisely why he hasn't yet signed a woman to his MMG label.
You know, I never did it because I always thought, like, I would end up a female rapper. The business separate. I'm so that's focused awful. On my business. I gotta be honest with you.
Well, I mean, this makes sense. I guess if you know you can't separate business from bumping somebody in the bedroom, don't do it.
But the girl gotta be strong as well. If it's business, like, but the girl is probably gonna give in because she'd be like, oh, he's gonna got my career or whatever. If it was me,
right.
I wouldn't give in. As cute as he is, as charming as he is, you gotta keep it business because business and pleasure don't mix.
No. Nope.
It always ends bad.
It does.
I mean, Brett, have you ever started smashing with Jermaine Dupri?
Have I ever what?
You never thought about sex and Jermaine Dupri?
No, but when I first met him, I did have a crush on him.
Really?
I did. I thought he was the cutest little thing. I did. No, never, ever disrespect, no, nothing. Like, really? I always loved him as a brother. He didn't know. Only my sister and another one of my friends knew.
So is this a Dish Nation exclusive?
No, so I just got over that.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Because I grew to love him as a brother. You know, I stopped looking at him like, Well, y'all, Amber Rose is still on her mission to liberate women from sexual oppression and being slut-shamed. But something she recently said is raising some eyebrows.
What's she say now?
Well, y'all, Amber was recently on Complex's Everyday Struggle and compared the word slut to the N-word.
It's the same way that black people use the N-word as a positive word now, right? It's still very controversial. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like that, right? But it makes black people feel comfortable that, you know, they took the word back. And that's it. It's the same thing with slut.
She's probably getting a backlash because anytime anybody tries to compare, you know, civil rights, our struggle as African Americans, to any other struggle, you're always going to get some backlash.
Amen.
Now, on the other hand, I do agree that if she wants to take back the word slut, yeah, you don't have to disrespect a woman. It should not be this whole double standard situation.
I can see why she's trying to reclaim this word, though, because it's rarely used. We don't say slut anymore.
No.
I've used hoe in a rap, like I'm untypical as that badass hoe, talking about myself.
So, Gary, what do you call yourself?
Oh, I like community property.
You like that?
I mean, I'm for everybody.
Oh, Gary!
What?
I think that's the definition of a hoe. You're reclaiming that back.
That's
you can have it, Gary.
Nah, thank you. Well, honey, Tyler the Creator and I have something in common.
What?
Yes, honey, we are both influenced by the grand Miss Elizabeth Taylor.
All right,
bitch, honey. Now, this is the deal, y'all, honey. In a recent interview, honey, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Tyler revealed that he actually designed the bedazzled floral necklace he was wearing and revealed this.
Elizabeth Taylor is my jewelry idol, and I...
Elizabeth Taylor?
Yes.
White diamonds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her use of coral is crazy. She's dead now, though.
Yeah. Have you ever seen National Velvet?
No.
Oh, you gotta see it. You wanna see some jewelry? Those violet eyes of her.
What are you talking about?
Elizabeth Taylor's eyes.
Oh, she was in a movie? Oh, see, I don't know.
She was in a movie?
See, I don't know.
She was in a movie.
See, I don't know her. I don't know all that stuff. I found a book one day lurking in Barnes and Noble's. Was like, oh my God, this little white lady got some nice stuff, and called it a day.
Yeah, but my thing is, how in the hell he don't know who Liz Taylor is?
Because she's out of his demo. Like, you know, who sits around watching Elizabeth Taylor movies
her
under 30?
Her commercial still plays every damn day. White Diamond on every other hour.
No, it does not.
Yes,
only on the soap opera network.
Only on the channels you watch.
Okay, you know what? While you talking about he don't know who she is, who is he? Who is he?
I don't know who he is.
Exactly.
Signs of the time.
So you and Liz Taylor about the same age. And you don't know him. And he don't know her.
right, so coming up next, man, is a singer who's trying to slide into Halle Berry's DMs, and he is praying he hears back from her. We'll tell you who that singer is coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. All right, y'all know that if we all want something, we got to put our pride aside and just go for it, right?
Yeah.
Especially if what you want is a Hollywood movie star as your next girlfriend. So maybe that's why Trey Songz announced to his nearly 12 million followers on Twitter that he has made his move on none other than Halle Berry.
Okay.
Honey, and here's what he tweeted. Just slid in at Halle Berry DMs for the culture, but really just for me. Pray to God she respond.
Man, I would imagine Halle Berry's DMs is like Hurricane Katrina. Like, you guys, how many people are just in her DMs? Her DMs is mad flooded.
I think it was disrespectful of him.
Why?
Because Halle Berry is older than him. She's a mature woman. She's probably allergic to black men. And that's an insult.
Yeah, but he gotta shoot his shot. He gotta shoot his jumper some kind of way.
She is single.
Anyway, fans have gotten behind Trey Gary, tweeting him their support in the hopes that Miss Berry will soon reply. One fan said, I don't usually like you talking to other women, but yes, Jermaine, get some of Halle's berry.
So, Gary, you get a lot of people sliding into your DMs?
I don't even know how to check them. Didn't I ask you the other day about that? Because I don't know how to get in the DM.
There was none.
You
there.
Don't need to check, babe.
There was none.
Gary gets actual mail.
We get telegrams.
All right, y'all. So if you ever, honey, blamed having low funds as the reason why you are not in shape, then don't be telling that to Chris Hemsworth. That's right, baby. The Thor hunk says no cash flow is no excuse, honey, for not having a hot body. Now, here's what he had to say. No amount of money makes someone else do the work for you. If you can't afford a trainer, that's totally fine. Use friends. Use anyone. Do a damn workout in your living room. Don't wait around for someone else to come push you. Push your damn self.
Why are you so upset and aggressive right now?
Because that's an insult to me. But I mean, I do exercise in my living room because I sit around naked and because it's just me. So I've been doing my jumping jacks. So.
Naked?
Yeah.
Oh, what a visual. I can't. Oh, I want to unsee.
But I'm working on that. I'm working on my stomach.
So, by jumping jacks, no, that's the wrong exercise, baby. You might want to let head crack train you.
Them little skinny ass legs are strong enough.
Yeah, what about a crunch? You ever thought about that?
And you have to stop eating muffins like that big muffin to the right of you right now that you've been chomping on since we started the show.
Yeah, just because there's apple in that muffin, don't make it healthy.
All right, up next, honey, find out what happened when Kristen Stewart crashed a wedding she wasn't invited to. Also, you do not want to miss, honey, tomorrow's show because Miss Charlize Theron will be telling us what it takes to be an atomic blonde.
Ooh, I want to know. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, we've all heard stories about those people who like to crash weddings, and they crash weddings of people they don't know, all for the free booze and food.
It's one of my favorite hobbies.
Okay, well, what if your wedding crasher was a big Hollywood star and her girlfriend? Well, this actually happened. It's exactly what happened to Kirsten and Kaylee Jennings at their wedding. This was in Winnipeg, Canada. The restaurant owner where these two women had their wedding reception, he went to them and said, hey, would you mind if Kristen Stewart and her girlfriend came to your wedding reception?
So why did Kristen Stewart want to go?
Well, she was in town doing a movie, so she's got her girlfriend.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they were there. They were partying. Everybody was getting to know each other on the dance floor. Which, here's what's weird. If you've ever been a bride, you know the bride. That's the main focus at the wedding. These two just upstaged two brides. You know what I'm saying? You were a bride. You're like, no, this is my day. All attention on me. And now some big Hollywood star.
Why are you bringing up that Sammy was a bride once? Now it's just cocktails and sunsets.
We have to just cut off the shirt, right?
Yeah, just a line through love.
I don't have my scissors.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it.
If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.